Hi, and welcome to this edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. It's Monday, July the 7th, the first Monday of the school holidays. In this broadcast, we look at the latest interest rate moves and give you some advice on the latest special. We look at some recent data, and we've also been surprised by comments from one economic think tank. On the data front, the big trend we are seeing is a continued shift from floating rates to fixed home loan rates. A year ago, the split was pretty even, half and half. Now, around two-thirds of borrowers are sitting on fixed rates. This is little surprise. While it has been described as a stampede, the trend has been going on for some time. Indeed, some would say that the smart people moved a year or so ago. I'd say if you haven't reviewed the makeup of your borrowings, don't leave it any longer. The most interesting interest rate move during the week was again on Friday from ASB and its family of lenders, which includes Bank Direct and Sovereign. They've rolled out a one-year special of 5.95% with conditions, the main one, of course, being a minimum 20% deposit. Being a sub-6% rate, it looks good, but in my view, it's not particularly attractive. The most important thing to think about here is what will you be paying in a year's time when you come to refinance? My guess is that we will be much closer to the top of the cycle and interest rates will be considerably higher than they are today. We've tried to illustrate this with one of our yield curve graphs on mortgagerates.co.nz. We put the ASB special in there and it's in the middle of the pack. It doesn't stand out as anything particularly flash. The other key changes during the week were made by ANZ and TSB. ANZ hiked its shorter-term rates while bringing down some of the longer-term ones. A couple of weeks ago, I commented on a media article about an idea from the Bank of England, which it has, to look at managing its financial risks and its financial stability. Our central bank has used restrictions on low equity lending as its preferred speed bump to slow things down. However, the Bank of England wants to restrict lending based on a borrower's income. At the time, I recorded my thoughts that I thought it seemed like a dopey idea, mainly because banks assess all applications on your ability to repay the loan. However, this week, the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research came out in favour of the Bank of England proposal. It said, "We like the Bank of England's proposed restrictions on high loan-to-income mortgages better than New Zealand's LVR restrictions." To understand what it's saying and to read its paper, you can go to mortgagerates.co.nz where we have both. Meanwhile, the mortgage broking industry has been a little quiet this week, and that may be because there's a lot about to happen in this space. We are about to publish a list of top brokers in the next edition of the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. One of the interesting discoveries is there is another broker out there who looks like he has joined Bruce Patton and the Billion Dollar Plus Club. Hopefully a digital copy of the magazine will be available in a week's time. You can find out more then. If you have any subject that you would like me to discuss or issues you'd like me to kick around, please contact me. Use the email address philip@mortgagerates.co.nz. Likewise, if you know someone who would like to hear these radio broadcasts, please let them know what we're doing at mortgagerates.co.nz. Until next time, have a great week.